Good afternoon, everyone. It's about 2:30 p.m. on Monday the 16th of March. And I'm going to do this as my marching on, I think. So I'm going to use up some leftovers to make Bubble and Squeak. Now, Connor put it all in a frying pan yesterday because he did the dinner, which was very nice. We had people that eat meat had gammon, chicken, and then my mum and I, who are vegetarians, had some kind of bake thing from Asda. It was mushroom and feta or something. And then there was stuffing, Yorkshire puddings, carrot and swede mash, red cabbage, green beans, carrots, Brussels. I think that's it. I thought we had broccoli, but when we came to do it, we didn't. Now, I didn't do any of the meal at all. Connor did the whole lot, start to finish. I did clear up the kitchen, though, and it was a horrendous mess. But, never mind. I was very much appreciative of the fact that I didn't have to cook the dinner, because it was for quite a few people. Well, us four, and my sister and her three, nine. It was for 10 people, because my mum, it was me, and Obi and the kids, and my mum, my sister and her three children, and my mum took her dinner home for my dad. So, Connor did the whole lot, which is good. He's more than capable. And as I say, he put aside some cabbage and potato in a frying pan, which I put in the fridge overnight. There's not a lot there. It's going to be between me and him. But I'm going to add some things to it. Because I chucked away a load of Brussels when I was clearing up. And I didn't think I could have put them in with it. That would have been ideal. I could kick myself. It was a waste. Anyway, it's done now. So I'm going to add some onion. And I've got a tomato. I'll see what else I've got that I might be able to put in there. Do it with a little bit of olive oil. We had a very nice day yesterday. As I explained on another boo, I did upload a boo, but I deleted it because I was doing a lot of silly songs using bad language. Well, I wasn't actually saying the word, but I was saying it how Obi would say it if he says it, which he doesn't. So that was a bit silly, really. I think I might put some mushrooms in this. I don't know that conventionally Bubble and Squeak has mushrooms in, but mine's about to have some. Excuse me. So that was quite a shame that I had to delete that, but I didn't really want it on there. I should have downloaded it so I could save it, really, but I didn't think. It was late at night. But apart from that, we had a nice day. Had a very nice day, actually. Connor bought me a pair of shoes from Debenhams. He went to get them in the store, but they didn't have a size 4, so they had to order them in specially for me. They're very nice. They're black patent. My mum said they're a bit like my niece's shoes that she's got, so not old-fashioned or anything. So they've got good choice. And Ronan got me a lovely, I think it's a rose bush. It's roses, but they've got all the leaves and thorns in a pot. And it's in a lovely vase. It's like a lantern. It's a square glass thing. It's got a handle, like you can hold it up like a lantern. And on the side, there's a ribbon, like a big, it's about 2 inches deep, the ribbon. It goes right around. It's pink. And then it's got a white wooden butterfly on the side, like kind of fixed onto the ribbon. And then it came with a nice box of chocolates. This was from Next. And then there should have been some perfume with it, but that didn't come, so we're a bit upset about that, and we will... Well, he's emailed them, so I hope that they'll get back to him today and send it out. Because that's a bit naughty, really. Actually, you know, there was a card saying, but included the perfume, it's called Pink.
Pinky.
So, a bit of a disappointment, but the other things were really lovely, and I had some nice cards. It kind of made me toast and tea in bed. So we had a nice day. My mum enjoyed it. She liked the presents we got her, which was what did we get her? A little herb garden in a wooden, like, trough. How do you get this lid off? I always have trouble getting that. And then we got her a diffuser. Oh, I can't remember the scent of that now. I'm just going to put a little bit of olive oil with this, not a lot. And what else did we get her? Oh, a little bottle of body spray, Ted Baker body spray. And so she liked that, and she enjoyed her dinner, and she had a nice day. And she didn't have to cook for my dad either, so that was good. Right, let's get this going. Where's my wooden spoon gone? Hello, Lammy, what are you after? It's quite a cloudy day today. It's not really that cold. It was cold. We slept with the window open. It was freezing this morning. I have to say it was. Obi didn't finish his wine last night. He ended up tipping it away because he got to the point where he thought we'd had enough, so he tipped it away. At least he knows when to stop. He was being a bit divvy on there. We didn't go to bed to sleep till gone four. My mum phoned up this morning. She's had a letter from the doctors. She had a blood test last week, and she's had a letter to say there's been a drop in her kidney function, so she's getting all panicky. And I said, well, don't worry about it. She said, it's all very well for you to say about it. I said, well, I've already been there and done that. She said, yes, but you're younger than me. And I said, that doesn't make it so bad. I said, who says? Actually, I think it makes it worse. She said, there are things they can do for you. And I said, yes, but yours is probably never going to get that bad. Cheat telling me that it's not so bad for me because I'm younger. It's bloody what? It's bloody worse. Anyway, I'm not complaining about it, but she said that the doctors haven't looked after her properly. They've overlooked her. And I said, Mum, they haven't. I said, it's you know what's caused it. I said, she's got very high blood pressure and they can't get it under control because the tablets that work make her feel like a zombie and she won't take them. And they said, well, they're sorry, there's not really much else they could do because they've tried so many different combinations and for one reason or other they don't suit her. So she said she'd rather have the high blood pressure. I said, so you can't blame anyone else. You know, they do try. So you've either... She said, yes, but they make me feel ill. And I said, well, I'm sorry, but you either feel ill or you just take your chances with your high blood pressure. I mean, what... It's not the doctor's fault. I mean, it's not her fault either. It's just one of those things, you know? So she's very worried about that. She's got to go back in a month for another blood test. And we'll see what they say. And they said, I mean, he said it's a slight deterioration since the last time. She said, well, when you had yours diagnosed, they didn't say it was a... They said it was nothing... I said they told me it was nothing to worry about. But actually it was. She said, well, they told you it was nothing to worry about and you're on dialysis now. And I said, yes, well, that was 9 years ago. And they only told me not to worry about it because what happened was I went for this blood test because I was on some medication for my blood pressure. And they're ones that you have to have it tested every few months, like every 6 months. And I said, the blood results came back and they called me. The reason they said don't worry is because I was going on holiday the next day and they said, can you bring a urine sample down? And I said, I started panicking and they said, no, it's nothing to worry about. Do it when you get back. In fact, the doctor phoned me back himself. He was a nice doctor. And a few years later, he committed suicide, poor man. But, so I don't know. I said to him, try not to worry about it because that's going to put your blood pressure up even more. And that's not going to do you any good, is it? This isn't really deep enough, this saucepan. Fine, then I should have done it in my other one, which is a sauté pan. But Connor had already put it in this one, you see. So it's got potato, cabbage, onions and mushrooms. And a lot of, a big dose of black pepper and a little bit of olive oil, that's all. So it's not too unhealthy, hopefully. Actually, there's enough for more than one person. I wouldn't eat all this. Oh, I meant to put a tomato in it. Hold on. Not too late. Because I've got one lone tomato. I don't really know what to do with it. So that's the latest news. So she wasn't very happy, and I don't blame her, but I just said try not to worry about it. I know it's easier said than done, but it's not anything to majorly panic over at this stage. She said they just said it needs monitoring, which it probably does, and then and I said to her, I'm not being funny, but nearly all the people that I see in the clinic are your age. So it's unusual for someone of my age to have this problem, or for it have been to have been picked up. As I said, often people can have it and just not know until it gets to a point where they're actually ill. She said, it's probably why I feel so tired. I said, I very much doubt that. You're feeling tired because you're doing too much. You're overweight. Your blood pressure's high. And you need to slow down a bit. Because I know everyone's different, and probably her age would make her more tired than me with the kidney problem, but I didn't start feeling any fatigue till I got like 3% kidney function or something, literally. Sleep for about 5, and then I like to be awake for a couple of hours before I get up and have some, well, not get up, before I have something to eat. This takes much doing, really. It's just that you just basically need heating through, apart from the onion and tomato on the mushroom. This frying pan tends to spin round when you're stirring it, though. It's just going to leave that set. I'm going to let the cats out because I don't think I'll be letting them out this morning. It's gone after work. I've gone off to work and let's let these lot out. That's right, my mum, she rang me and I asked the phone. She said, I think I'm on my way out. And I was like, what? And I thought, what's she going to tell me? And then she told me that and I said, well, thanks. As if you're on your way out, What the hell does that make me? I should have been long gone. Okay, so I said, don't be so dramatic, for goodness sake. I'm a goner for sure, if that's the case. Oh, I think this is probably done. Doesn't want any, so it looks like I'm going to have to eat a lot. Well, I probably won't eat a lot, but I will have some now. I don't really know what you have with it, I suppose, on its own. With holes in it. There's not much oil left, but I don't want any, so. Now. I just have a that's enough for now. See what it's like. I think I'm gonna put a bit of brown sauce with it. I know that to most may sound disgusting, it probably is, but that's if I can find the brown sauce. It could be in the fridge somewhere. Is that it? That's tomato sauce. I don't want that. Brown sauce, a little bit of brown sauce, you can't beat it. Oops, that was only a little bit. Just give it a bit of a kick. I'm just going to taste it and then I'm going to say cheerio for now. I don't know if I will do this when I'm working on. I may try and think of something more interesting. Let's just give that a bit of a stir. Let's try a bit. Very, very nice. Anyway, folks, I will upload this for now. And I'll speak to you later. Okay, I ended up eating it all in two instalments. It was very nice, but now I feel over full. There wasn't a huge... Well, it was enough to fill a plate, so I'm going to take that as my dinner. I was going to make veggie chili con carne and, well, chili without carne. And the chili con carne for everyone else, but I'm not going to do mine now. I'll just do theirs. And that saves a lot of faffing around, to be honest. Having to do... excuse me. Two things like that is a bit of a pain in the neck, to be fair. It was very nice. The only thing I didn't like about it was the mushrooms, because I should have realised... Excuse me. The mushrooms... They kind of soak up the taste of the olive oil, which I don't like. You couldn't really taste it on... You couldn't taste it on anything else, but mushrooms you always can for some reason. So I wouldn't put them in again. But it was nice. You know, it made a change and it saved waste in food. So yeah, that was good. Anyway, I'm going to upload this now and I'll be back with my marching on later on.